It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
So here's something that you and your children should think about. Unless your child develops a major illness, each and every morning that your child gets out of bed, they're a little bit stronger than they were the day before, a little bit faster, and they're a little bit smarter than they were just the day before. During the previous day, their little bodies had a chance to grow new cells in all of their organs. Compared to the day before, their hearts got a little bit bigger, as did their lungs, their kidneys, and of course their brains. And you're not paying attention if you don't notice the tremendous increase in their cognitive abilities. They get smarter every day. Well, there's a steady march of growth and increased function all during childhood that unfortunately halts sometime between the ages of 20 and 30 years of age. Well, today we're going to explore this phenomena in a little more detail and talk about why this aging growth curve has tremendous relevance for your children. So sit back, crank up that MP3 player or computer, and listen to today's PEDcast that I call Making Kids Fit for Life. Do you remember how thrilling it was as a child to acquire new skills? I remember how exciting it was when I learned how to swim and dive, when I developed enough balance to ride a bike, hit a jump shot from 15 feet, or hit a twist serve on a tennis court. I could literally feel my body getting stronger, faster, and more agile by the day. My growth and development physically seemed to increase up until my 20s, and then, well, the party was over. Yes, I continued to get more knowledgeable well into adulthood, but my physical growth stopped. And research confirms these facts. Evidence shows that humans reach their peak physical capacity between the ages of 20 and 30 years. Peak cognitive ability comes a little bit later, about 30 to 40 years of age. What this means is that up until our physical peak, each day your child gets a little bit stronger, a little faster, able to burn a little more oxygen, do a little more physical work, etc., etc. And after that peak day, no matter how much we wish it weren't so, there is a very slow but steady decline in our physical prowess. No matter how many yoga classes we go to, how many weights we lift, or how many miles we run a week. The rate of decline is biologic, and it's predetermined. So here is the big take-home point that we all need to understand, and that is relevant for your children. Since physical decline is inevitable in adult life, it is vital that children maximize their peak physical abilities when they're young. The higher a child's physical capacity is during their childhood, the longer and healthier a life they can have. Basically, the more health they've built up to spend for the rest of their lives. Children who eat well and get lots of exercise develop plenty of spare heart function, lung function, kidney filtering power, liver metabolic power, all in their formative years. Common sense tells us that by exercising, breathing hard, sweating, chasing one another, climbing trees, eating good food, getting enough quality sleep, and expanding and challenging their cognitive abilities, children can force their organs to develop to a higher peak capacity than if they sit playing video games, eating low-quality processed food, or disturb their high-quality sleep with television and texting late into the night. Well, here is the great news. Kids, your kids, can improve their long-term health. It's in their control. good health as an adult is to some degree a choice that children make when they're young. Make sure your kids know that. You and your child need to understand the graph of physical capacity versus age and think about it as you make decisions about your child's activities, their diet, and sleep habits. We have all heard the expression, use it or lose it. Well, it is extremely true, a fundamental truth of childhood. Pack that little truism into little Johnny or Janie's head before they leave your care. Maybe they will see why you're so interested in getting them to turn off the TV and video games and get outside to play. Not only is moving what children were meant to do, but physical activity outdoors they experience will give them health that will carry with them well into their adult years and really for their entire life. And here comes a Doxmo pearl for you to remember. It's a terrible mistake for parents to underestimate their influence on their kids. Or this Doxmo pearl corollary, which is wisdom kept to oneself is wisdom wasted. Well, make sure you take a few minutes regularly to share your life wisdoms with your children. You will both benefit from the effort. Well, if you enjoyed listening to today's installment of Portable Practical Pediatrics, take a few minutes to write a review on iTunes or send a comment to my blog at www.doxmo.com. We have designed this blog so that it is easy for you to share your thoughts and share podcasts with friends and relatives. So what are you waiting for? This is your host, Doc Smo, asking you to remind your children that they will never become fit if all they do is sit. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the Doxmo.com website. This Doxmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.